All right, next subject, guys, is flipping is addictive. Could you do it full time? And the answer is absolutely. I just quit my full time job and I have complete freedom of time. And the only way I can do that right now is because I know how to make money with flipping things, and I know how to generate revenue and produce. I know how to make enough to be able to make money to be able to pull something like that off. Now, imagine being paid for your spare time. So all those hours in front of your TV are just like randomly, aimlessly pottering around the house from random activities you're doing at home, random time wasters, and I don't have anything against TV or TV shows. I personally do not watch TV, but I know a lot of people do. Most of my friends watch freaking Game of Thrones, and they spend literally hours and hours per week watching these shows, and it's almost like some kind of crazy. It's insane how much these people watch these things, but anyway, the point is, you've got all this time that you might be dedicating to, like, you know, watching TV, playing video games. Look, you could be monetizing all this time. I mean, it's not hard to make several hundred dollars with just a couple hours of work. It's actually very easy if you know what to look for and know what to focus on. And that's what I want to teach you. So what do you need to make it happen? Now, I would not recommend doing it full time unless you've got a few things going on for you. The first thing is discipline. You have to be extremely disciplined because you're basically your own boss. There's no one there to criticize you or compliment you or tell you what to do or tell you what time you have to wake up. You are completely in charge of every minute of your day, of your time. And you're going to have to start economizing your time and your energy. And I'm not saying you're going to have to completely become some kind of hermit. You can even involve other people like your friends or your family and basically work as a team. But what I'm saying is, the amount of discipline that it takes is extremely high, and a lot of people underestimate it. So that's the first thing that you're going to need is discipline. The second thing is, like I kind of mentioned before, is you're going to have to really learn how to master your time. Basically, how to make the most out of the time you have. So that's why I wouldn't recommend, if you're working a full-time job, I wouldn't recommend, you know, quitting your job and starting flipping full-time until you can truly master your time. And that means basically making the most use out of your time outside of work, meaning after work on your weekends. So for example, when I was working a full-time job, just simply on my spare time outside of work, I was able to make $2,500 a month, $2,500 and more a month, completely on my spare time from flipping. And I wasn't able to do that right away. It took me a long time, a couple of years actually to get to that point, or a couple months to get to that point. It's going to obviously be much quicker for you because you're going to be following the blueprint. But yeah, basically don't quit your day job until you've truly mastered your time. That's the second thing. You're going to have to master your time. And the third thing is you want to create a flipping system for yourself, meaning kind of like a routine or a checklist or some kind of spreadsheet. You want to set quotas, create a plan, and set goals, whether they're financial goals or whatever it is, but you want to have a schedule or a system in place for you to follow. Because the more you can automate it and basically systemize everything, the more successful you're going to be, especially if you're doing it full time when you've got all this time on your hands. You want to make the most out of your time. So can you do flipping as a full time thing? Absolutely you can.